What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Americanian. As always, I'm your host, HVK, and if I'm a little incoherent, I apologize. I'm actually recording this at 2:30 in the morning after fighting with old kiddo Chaos to try and get him to go to bed because teething is a bitch, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to dive straight into a review of Coffin Comics' Lady Death Imperial Requiem. Excuse me, sorry about that. And if you happen to like the review, you happen to like the show, please consider following us on Twitter or Minds at HVK_AmeriCanon on both or on Podbean or Spotify, where we at least try to, at least try to release new episodes every week. Sometimes we are more successful than others because, well, life is life, as I'm sure you all know. But let's just get right into the review. And right out of the gate, before I start saying anything positive or negative, little disclaimer, if you think this review sounds good, this is not the book to jump in on. There's a lot that's been building that leads up to this book. The way Brian Polito and Coffin Comics kind of run their thing is that there's not really issue numbers. Every issue basically has a chapter number, and then it has its own little subtitle. So like this one is Imperial Requiem. So I highly suggest if you find yourself interested in this universe, whether I was talking about, I did a review of Lady Satanis before, we got one of Chaotica that's coming up. I highly recommend you start from the beginning on that website, because as far as American comics go, there's really only three universes or three brands that are really killing it right now. And that's Iconic, I think, for what it's worth, in my opinion, and this is no disrespect to anybody, I think Iconic is hitting it out of the park. That's with Common America, Black Ops, Soulfinder. I have not yet read Arc Athena, but I've heard good things. And then you have the Ripaverse, which has obviously been making waves a lot with ISOM, and I did reviews on ISOM number 2, and I recently did a review as well on Alpha Corps, so you can check both of those out. And I've been doing reviews as well for the Coffin Comics stuff, and the Coffin Comics stuff, in my opinion, has the longest running history. Lady Death has been around for a while, and that's kind of what this book has been all about. The story, as it's been building up to, at least in the last couple of chapters, is, and this is non-spoilery stuff, that Lady Death gets transported to effectively an alternate Earth where she remained evil, and she never became the hero that she currently is in this iteration. Lady Death started out as a villain way back in the day, and this is basically following that storyline as if she had remained a villain and what her purpose was, which is to basically make extinct all life on Earth, man, human and otherwise, effectively, right? And this is the final battle issue. This is like the end game, for lack of a better term, or the Infinity War, if you will. And it kind of, if you've ever read a book like that, it basically kind of plays out very similarly to that. It's very light on actually moving the story forward, and this is all, everything has been built up, and now we're just going to wrap up the conclusion. It's got a lot of action, it's got a lot of violence, which Coffin Comics is kind of known for. I will always admit, and this is not a criticism, so if anyone from Coffin listens to this, or Mr. Polito happens to listen to this, this is in no way a criticism. It's got a lot of cheesy dialogue, overuse of the word fuck at times, some of the insults the characters might throw around at each other back and forth. I even commented on this in my Lady Satanis review, can be cheesy. It's not corny, it's cheesy, and it's done intentionally because it is definitely got the 80s cheese factor, right? You know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, you know, and violence and bloodshed, all kind of wrapped into one. That's what it is. And Coffin does that unapologetically, and it makes it fun because they are not trying to be anything other than what they are. And in a day and an age where a lot of people are always about pandering to try and appeal to certain groups, oh, we're going to rewrite this character. We're going to interject a few things into a game here or there to perhaps emasculate a certain character, or perhaps put a little sign up that has no purpose being there. Then you have Coffin Comics, which just does not give a damn who they piss off, which is, of course, something I respect. So in terms of story, not a lot to review with this one. I will say they went all out on the art, because I guess when you're going to have a big, you know, sort of slam bang blockbuster brawl to cap off a whole arc, you got to go hard. And the artist here, Diego Bernard, killed it. The interiors on this are absolutely gorgeous, and the coloring by Cici de la Cruz, I apologize if I pronounced that name wrong, absolutely all of it works together. flawlessly. Again, when you're light on story, you, as far as comics go, being a visual medium, you really need to go hard either on character development or on the artwork. And they went really hard on the artwork here. And it was really great to kind of see this whole... you do get some character, some good character development, I think, with Lady Death, insofar as her looking at herself with what she would have become had she not, you know, had not a series of events befallen that led to her not being that person anymore. I'm trying to say this without spoiling anything. It's a very interesting conclusion. I think in many ways, personally, I found the conclusion rather predictable. And if I have one great criticism of the book, and I said this a little bit about Lady Satanis as well, sometimes when they conclude their fights, I feel like Coffin focuses so much on like the, you know, the violence and the bloodshed and the mayhem that leads up to the final fight. The final fight almost happens too quick. You know, I addressed this in Lady Satanis as well. I should go back to some of the earlier issues to see if it's maybe perhaps a holdover there, but it does tend to be that way where I'm expecting this epic brawl, you know, on a mass scale or a very intimate scale, and then it tends to just sort of happen either from some sort of Deus Ex, as I commented with Lady Satanis, or just some sort of happenstance in here, which isn't an unknown one. However, it does make things feel a little anticlimactic. However, it does leave on a really good cliffhanger to start the next arc, which all great comics do, right? You want to be left off wanting to read the next arc. And the great thing about the Lady Death and the Coffin comic stuff is there's really no filler, or at least I've never felt as if there was any filler. And I can't wait to get into the next arc because of where it leaves off. There's a lot of questions, right? Because she was in an alternate world, and now you're back in her world, and it leaves off with a lot of interesting questions on the very last panel. So definitely a beautiful book. I'm a big Lady Death fan. If you're a fan of character, if you're ever a fan of classic comic characters where women look like women and things like that, this is definitely an interesting one. There's a lot of good side characters in this arc that harken to characters like Superman, Captain America, Wonder Woman. You guys get the idea. And if you can kind of get past some of the 80s, her Empress Death, Lady Death's evil counterpart, you know, if she had never been made good, her whole plan is to bring about the Mega Death, right? Like, this is almost like watching Bastard, if you've ever listened to my reviews for Bastard, the anime and the manga. There's a lot of heavy metal references. It's the same thing here. Think of this as like the American Bastard, except it stars, you know, a sexy looking woman as opposed to a dude that is perpetually naked for reasons, but you know, he's supposed to be an 80s metal guy there. If you ever know anything about guys like Motley Crue, they spent a lot of time naked. My one thing I really hope moving forward, I really liked her cybernetic armor that she has from, you know, this alternate world that she was in. As much as like the black leather spandex thing looks great, like the very gothy kind of look, I actually really liked her cybernetic arm. It gave her almost this, I'm not saying I want like the floaty like cyber sword, but if she could have her traditional sword that she sort of uses, and then you kind of combine this armor, even if it's something that perhaps she has to generate energy into, I just think the armor looks really cool. I think it's a really, really neat design. Overall, great book, very good payoff for what the arc was. As somebody who's been a fan of Lady Death going way, way back, who got back into Lady Death probably, you know, 4 or 5 years ago or so, it was really cool to see this arc kind of come to fruition and sort of round out that original history of Lady Death, of when she was a villain and what her intentions were at the time. Really cool stuff. Great, some Easter eggs in there for people that have been longtime fans. I highly recommend the Coffin Comics universe, really. As long as you don't have a thin skin, definitely recommend it. Probably out of 10 here, going with maybe 7.5, 8 out of 10. Solid book, no complaints. Just don't jump in on this one. Artwork, absolutely gorgeous. That's all I got for this one. I'm HVK, the end.